So let us pray before I begin. Blessed be your name, Father. And as we speak, hear, think, and respond this morning, I pray that your name would be blessed. Amen. So, as Tim has already reminded us, we've been looking at a sermon series this year with, this summer, called In the Beginning. And what was in the beginning? And so far, we've discovered that in the beginning, we had God the Creator. And then the following week, we looked at, in the beginning, Jesus the Word. And then we moved on to, in the beginning, the Holy Spirit. And last week, for those of us who were here, we looked at, in the beginning, the Gospel. And this week, we're looking at, in the beginning, the Scriptures. And next week, you will hear the final session in this series, which is, in the beginning, the mission of the church. So we've covered some important and exciting subjects over the last 5 weeks. And if you've missed any of them, they will appear on the web quite soon, and you can catch up with them there. So this week we have, in the beginning, Scripture. And very unusually for us, we had a remarkably short reading. A very short reading, which is taken from the middle of the story of the road on the walk to Emmaus on that first Easter when two disciples were going from Jerusalem to Emmaus. So I think I probably need two disciples. I'll have Rick, if you don't mind, Rick. And John, since you're looking at me, could you come here and be our disciples? And I'd like you to walk to Emmaus. It'll probably take you quite some time because John and Rick, I'd like you to walk the whole way around and just keep going until I tell you to stop, because it was a 7-mile walk over dusty roads, over mountainous roads. So it probably took them 3 to 4 hours, especially if they were following a Richard Robinson map. So let's just use our imagination for a few minutes. Here they are, walking, wondering, talking, keep going, thinking, struggling, hoping, despairing, questioning. Perhaps they argued. Perhaps they reassured each other. There would have been silences. Bursts of anger and outrage. Their minds and conversations were full of the events they had witnessed over the last week in Jerusalem. They had witnessed Jesus' trial, his arrest, his crucifixion and death. And then finally, that very morning, some of the women reported that Jesus had risen and is alive. They had their heads down and were getting away from it all, and we don't know why they were heading for Emmaus. Were they running away? Had the trip been planned for a long time? Were they going home? We just don't know. But anyway, they were walking along, discussing, wondering, and trying to figure it all out when someone joined them on their walk. And it turned out to be Jesus himself.
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
He explained every to them from scripture, through scripture. He started with Moses and went through history book by book. He took them through all the prophecies that pointed to himself and explained to them why Jesus was the Christ. Jesus used Scripture to show them the truth. He used Scripture to answer their questions. And if we whiz back quickly to the beginning of Jesus' life, remember how he gets left behind as a little boy in the temple? Do you remember? He'd gone with his parents, and he stayed behind to learn and discuss the Word of God, Scripture, with the teachers in the temple. And then in chapter 4 of Luke, Jesus declares, "Today, this Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." He had just read to them in the temple from Isaiah 61. To those who were gathered around, through Scripture, he announced his presence. He said, "The Messiah is here." Jesus is steeped in Scripture. He uses it to announce his ministry at the beginning, and here, at the end of his earthly time, he uses it to demonstrate and teach the truth about himself. Scripture at the beginning of his ministry and at the end. And of course we know he uses it constantly in his teaching throughout his 3-year ministry. So why does he use Scripture? Because Scripture is about God's plan and purpose for us and the whole of creation. I haven't quite dismissed you yet. I was going to do that in another line. But anyway, Scripture is the map for our lives, and without it, we would be lost. So my poor walkers can go. I think you've done your 7 miles. You may go and sit down. So what do we know about this Scripture that Jesus keeps using? Today we tend to use the word Bible rather than Scripture. We tend to use the word Scripture when we refer to the parts of the Bible that the Jews use. Remember, they have none of the New Testament that we have. And Jewish Scripture plus the New Testament, roughly speaking, gives us the Bible. And the Bible, as most of you will know, is made up of 66 books. It's actually a library, a collection of books. And it was written over a huge expanse of time. It was started approximately 1,450 years before Jesus was born. And then there was a gap of about 400 years where nothing was written, which was referred to as the big silence in our quiz. And then about 50 years after Jesus died, they started writing again, and they wrote the Gospels and the New Testament. So the Bible, as we know it today, took about 1,400 years to write. Scripture leads us into truth. Jesus used Scripture to teach the truth on the road to Emmaus, to explain to them how God's plan and purpose for the world came together in Jesus. God has a plan for us and all of creation, and we can only find it in the Bible and through our relationship with Him. Therefore, reading the Bible is important. Knowing the Scripture is vital if we're going to discover God's purposes for our lives. The Scripture says this about itself: all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. You can find that in 2 Timothy 3:16. And then in 1 Thessalonians 2, it says, "We also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe." All Scripture is God-breathed and actually is the word of God, which is why Jesus constantly used it and referred to it. The Bible leads us into all truth about the life of Jesus and how this impacts on our lives. The Bible has everything in it that we need. It gives us the truth to live by. Our world gives us false hopes and false truths, and sometimes it can get a bit confusing. It's so hard to know what is true in our world today. That one I particularly like. The world is confusing and conflicting. But Ezekiel 12:25 says, "For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass." There are 333 prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming of the Messiah. Jesus fulfills all 333 of them. The scriptures are true and worth believing. So what does the Bible mean to us? It's more than a book that sits on our shelf and each morning, like a beacon, makes us feel guilty because we haven't picked it up and read it. Or is it the book that we read sometimes but just don't understand? Or is it the book that we turn to constantly for guidance, for inspiration, for love, for hope, that we turn to in order to hear God's voice? Alan has some scripture for us. Dave?
It is the source of truth. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." 2 Timothy 2:15 says this: "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word."
Steve. Martin. The Bible speaks truth of itself, and we've heard just a few of those now. The Bible is a guide through life. It is the source of truth. Scripture is the pathway to God, and it shows us what's missing in life. And it's dangerous not to believe the Bible. The Bible is all these things and more. And many of us here, if asked, could stand up and tell a story of how the Bible has helped us through difficult situations. And I remember myself when, do you remember those of us who've been here some time, we used to have the old pulpit with the overhead projector in it, and someone used to hide in it every Sunday and put the acetates on. And I sat there one morning in the depths of depression, hiding. And God spoke to me through scripture and said, hold on, Anita, I am here. Nothing else, just I am here. God speaks to us through scripture. And scripture helps us to understand God better, to guide us into new areas of work and relationship. And the Bible is, as we tell the children in assembly, B-I-B-L-E, best instructions before leaving Earth. So I encourage all of us to read it, to learn it, to trust it, to love it, to live it, to rely on it, teach from it, and in the end, to pass it on. Jesus did it, and if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for us. Amen.